It's been 5 days since a massive cyclone swept across the South Pacific and devastated two remote islands in the Solomon Chain. Communication with the island's residents was severed by Sunday's storm, which packed winds of up to 225 miles per hour. Australian Air Force pilot Jamie Riddell has flown over the islands and says there are signs of life.
We saw that both islands had been affected by strong winds. Most vegetation had been affected in some way. Leaves were missing. Some trees had been knocked down. In the villages, most of the corrugated iron structures were still upright. However, all the grass and leaf structures had been knocked down at some stage. There was a lot of people evident, and there were people moving around and so forth in the villages that we could see.
Joining me now is reporter Phil Mercer, who's in Sydney, Australia. I understand a rescue vessel has set sail for the islands.
Renee, that's right. So the boats are packed with 12 tons of rice, temporary shelter, clothes and blankets, as well as an army of aid agency representatives, engineers, doctors and nurses, has left the Solomon Islands capital, Honiara, about 2.5 hours ago, and it will take 36 hours to traverse 650 miles of very isolated Pacific Ocean before it arrives at the islands of Tikopia and Anuta. And by then, at the weekend, we'll know for sure exactly what sort of devastation Cyclone Zoe has wreaked upon this very isolated outpost.
665 miles sounds pretty remote. How remote are these islands and how populated are they?
Well, these are probably as far away from Australia, for example, as you could possibly get. These islands are subsistence, and the people there have lived there for many years without much contact from the outside world. The communications with the islands were devastated on Sunday when Cyclone Zoe swept through. There's been no word from the island since then, and it's just up to this rescue vessel now to provide a clear picture. As we heard before, the Australian Air Force has flown over. It's said there were signs of serious damage, but nothing to indicate large-scale loss of life. A New Zealand filmmaker has painted a far bleaker picture. He described a scene of utter devastation and said it would be a miracle if the death toll wasn't high. Now, these conflicting reports are a result of the sheer isolation of these two islands.
Cyclones are fairly common in the South Pacific. Was this one unusually powerful?
There's nothing been seen like this in this part of the South Pacific ever, according to weather forecasters in this part of the world. 225-mile-an-hour winds, tidal waves. Speaking to one of the regional governors in the Solomons earlier this afternoon, he believed that those facts and figures, the wind speeds and the strength of the waves as well, probably has washed away many communities and washed people into the oceans as well. We don't know that for sure, but what we do know is that Cyclone Zoe has been the most fierce tropical storm ever seen in the South Pacific.
Thanks very much. Reporter Phil Mercer in Sydney, Australia. The time is 21 minutes before the hour.